Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Nancy Van Wyk, RN and Certified Dementia Practitioner at Hearthstone. All right, Nancy, so you have an event coming up here shortly. Let us know a little bit about that.
Yes, we're going to be holding a National Memory Screening Day, and that's an annual initiative by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. And it basically is a memory screening. We do a small test, and it's for people who feel like they perhaps are wondering if they are having problems with their memory. That doesn't necessarily mean if it is a diagnosis of any kind. This just is to guide you as to whether you should go on to the physician or not. There are many reversible dementias as well, so it doesn't necessarily mean you have Alzheimer's or anything like that. But it's just a good screen to find out if you're having memory problems.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to talk to Tara from Pella Regional because you have similar events, but for Hearthstone, how does this apply to you guys? I guess yours might be kind of obvious.
Well, yes, we do have a memory loss unit, for one thing, that we care for older adults with dementias. The other piece of it is that the majority of people who are in long-term care do have a dementia diagnosis of some kind. With the advent of the baby boomers turning 65 and older, the chances of Alzheimer's ballooning are very great. And so this is just a good way for people to get some more information about dementia and also to find out if they have some difficulty of their own.
Well, just to kind of get as many people into these events as we can, what are some of those things people should be looking out for, whether it's themselves or a loved one? If, you know, I've talked to other people over there, and a lot of the times it's the kids that have to kind of be the ones to push this process along.
Yes, and we would welcome anyone to come along if they wanted to with their parent or spouse as far as getting the information as well. Things to look out for would just be simple memory problems that people are experiencing, but also functional problems, memory loss to the extent that it's affecting their day-to-day life.
So if they're seeing that it's affecting their day-to-day life, what are some of the things that they can do?
Well, again, a thorough screening would be called for, and this is definitely not thorough. It's just, like I said, a simple screen. And then a doctor visit so that they could eliminate other causes that perhaps could be causing the memory loss.
Is there a benefit to catching it early, or is it just knowing what you're dealing with at that point?
There definitely is a benefit for catching it early. The treatments that are out there will not cure the disease, but does help to alleviate the symptoms. The other piece is you can plan ahead for your future, let your loved ones know what you want done, and just be involved in that whole thing. Maybe there's things you always wanted to do, and this would be the time to do it.
So at Hearthstone, is this a common thing that you see seniors dealing with?
Definitely.
How do you see it impact their day-to-day lives as they're trying to adjust to a new home as well?
There's a lot of loss through the whole process, especially of Alzheimer's or any other dementia. And so our goal is to help them to remain as highly functioning as possible for as long as possible and to focus on what they have left, their strengths, not the weaknesses.
What are some of the ways you see it affects the children who are dealing with this?
It's very difficult for children because the role changes. Instead of a parent-child, now you have to parent your child, or excuse me, parent your parent. So that is a difficult role for children to be in.
Okay, so again, what ages should people, is it more of an age? Like with breast cancer, it's like if you haven't seen anything, start by this age. Is there a similar guideline?
Not necessarily. Unfortunately, dementia also affects younger people, even as young as 30, I've heard of. The majority are older, but it can be a young person's disease as well.
And I don't know if you've mentioned it, but what causes this? Is there any known cause, or is the research still out on this?
The research is definitely still out. You hear a lot of things just on the street, and a lot of them are not true. There are some facts that they know as far as the physical symptoms that are involved in the brain, but the actual causative agent is not known.
Are there any fruits, vegetables, superfoods that people should be eating to help battle this when they're younger?
Anything that you'd use for a cardiac-type diet is helpful. So low salt, low fat, those kind of things. Exercise, anything you do, like I said, for heart is helpful.
All right. Again, we're here with Nancy Van Wyk, RN with Hearthstone, and we're talking about memory loss and an upcoming event. Go ahead and remind people, when is your event? Who are you looking for to come out? And go ahead and invite them out again.
Yes, our event is going to be held on November 19 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and it will be held at Pella Manor in the social room. We would like to have a pre-registration. You can still come if you don't, but the person to contact for that would be Dot Beeson, and her number is 628-1244. And we'd just like to invite anyone that has concerns about their memory to attend and receive the simple screening.
Very good. So call over to Dot if you have some concerns, and hopefully we'll see you over there. Again, we'll talk on tomorrow. Let's Talk Pella to Tara from Pella Regional. Again, one more time, Nancy, why should people come out for this?
It's a good planning tool if you do find out that you do have a dementia of some kind, and also because there could be things that can be reversed, and you definitely would want to get that treated.
Very good, Nancy. We appreciate what you're doing over there, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again to Nancy Van Wyk from Hearthstone. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.